朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
那弟兄姐妹什么意思？
So what do you mean?
我们这个嘴在那里唱。
So you will pay lip service.
我们在那里祷告，主啊，我真爱你啊。
You will pray and say, Lord, we love you.
我们讲。
You will say it.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们是不是真的有行动？
The question is, do you have a corresponding action?
还是我们只有一个嘴，只有一个嘴巴，没有脚。
Or do you have just a lip service, no corresponding action?
你记不记得我也讲过这个故事？
I've said this before.
一个魔鬼在这个天，在上帝面前在那里 complain.
The devil was complaining before God.
Complain 什么呢？我不晓得。
We don't know what he complained.
但我告诉你啊，
But I'll tell you this.
你不可以这个世界上我的门徒我的儿女不能你把它吃掉，所有的人都可以吃掉。
It says, okay, you can go and you can eat the.Anybody else except my people?
我知道你要到这个村庄去。
I know you're going to go to the village.
这个村庄有一个基督徒，你不能吃的。
And if there is a believer there, you are not supposed to eat that believer.
是。
Yes.
我知道了。
Yes, I know.
结果去了以后啊，回来了。
He came back.
上帝说：“你怎么把所有的人都吃掉了？”
He says, "How come you ate the whole village?"
哦，他说：“上帝，冤枉，冤枉了。”
He says, "Wait a minute."
你告诉我在这个村子里有一个基督徒。
You say that there is a believer in this village.
所以我每一次要吃一个人时，我要问一问他有没有基督徒的味道。
And so before I eat this villager, I will have to smell whether there is any.
你说那个基督徒啊，我也在他的脚上闻啊。
And I could smell.
哦，我从他的脚闻啊。
I start smelling.
闻来闻去，闻不到基督徒的味道。
I was not able to smell anything about a believer or a Christian.
我再闻上去了。
And I tried to smell him, the rest.
手也没有。
And there were no Christian smell.
但是我要吃他的头的时候，忽然之间闻到嘴巴有基督徒的味道。
Then I smelled the Christian in his lips.
所以。他说：“上帝，我所有都吃掉了，嘴巴还留在这里。”
It says, "I ate everything else except the lips."
弟兄姐妹们，这个讲这个故事很讽刺哦。
And it sounds insulting.
我问我自己。
And I ask myself,
我是不是我爱主？
And
虽然我传到了60几年
，Although I've been a pastor for 60 years,
我是不是真的从我心里爱主来侍奉他？
Am I truly serving him out of love?
所以当我们真的要爱主的时候，我们必须要付代价。
When you truly love him, you got to pay the price.
保罗为了爱主，
Paul, for the sake of his love for God,
他把世界上当作粪土。
He has treated the whole world as dirt.
摩西为了爱神，
because of his love for God,
他是将来他前途非常灿烂光明。
Moses had a very bright future.
他将来可能做埃及的王。
He could have been the Pharaoh.
因为他是埃及王女儿的儿子。
Because he is the princess's son.
他知道他不是埃及。
But he knows that he is not Egyptian.
他是以色列人。
He knows that he is a Jew.
所以在希伯来书第11章告诉我们说，
That is why in Hebrews 11,
他放弃了那个将来复光永辉荣华的那个享受。
Moses was willing to give up all the future enjoyment and
luxury of life. 他也放弃了这种之乐。
And he was willing to give up all the pleasures of life.
他宁愿和上帝的百姓同受苦难。
And he was willing to suffer with God's people. Because he could see the future that people cannot see. Because he loved. He loves his God. Because of his love for God. And he was willing to give it up. Giving up what? He gives up freedom. Giving up what? Giving up enjoyment. Giving up what?
放弃 主权。
He will give up his authority.
弟兄姐妹们，这个仆人就是这样子。
And that is the slave.
放弃了自由。
To give up his authority.
主人说你可以自由出去。
The master says you're free to go.
为了我爱主。
But to love the master.
我不愿意这个自由。
He's willing to give up the freedom.
这个主人你可以多多的那个 把我这个田里面的羊群里头的你东西可以拿走。
And the master was willing to give him assets.
但是我不愿意享受。
But he was willing to give up enjoyment of those assets.
最后他放弃他的主权。
And eventually he gave up the authority over his life.
永远不是主。
In other words, to forever serve the master.
换句话说他放弃了他的主权。
And he's willing to give up authority over his life.
你为了这位主爱我们的。
For this God, for this Lord.
你愿意不愿意放弃？
Are you willing to give it up?
你愿意为了爱主的缘故，你愿意不愿意放弃这一切？
For loving him, are you willing to give up everything?
刚才我跟你讲了边永波弟兄。
A while ago, I talked about Pastor 边永波。
他写了一篇。无用无名献给无名的传道人。
He wrote an article dedicated to the unnamed evangelist.
他写了怎么说呢
？What does he say?
我这里一两句。
And I will just quote a few words.
他说是的。
He says yes.
是我们自己的手放下了世界的享受。
That we are willing to give up all the worldly enjoyment.
是我们自己甘心到苦难的道路上。
That we have willingly chosen to walk the way of suffering. That is why.
我们既不愿意轻易的退后，也绝不愿意轻易的将就而离去。
We will never lightly decide to turn back or to give it up.
我已经决定。
Because I decided.
要跟随耶稣。
To follow Jesus.
永不反悔。
I will never change.
永不反悔。
I will no turning back.
所以保罗怎么说？
What does Paul say?
他说：“弟兄们。”
He says, "Brothers."
我以上帝的慈爱。
With the loving kindness of God, I counsel you that you give yourselves as living sacrifices.
弟兄姐妹，请你记得
，Remember this.
这个所以弟兄们，这个弟兄们是包括姐妹们。
And when he says brothers, he includes brothers and sisters.
这个是十二章第一节，那是从第八章最后一节来接上去的。
And this is joined from the previous one.
第九章、第十章、第十一章是讲到犹太人的事情。
Because from 9 to 11, he's talking about Jews.
第八章以前是讲到我们这帮人在上帝震怒之下。
Chapter 8 before that is all about we who are under the wrath of God.
神看我们都是罪人，没有一个义人。
We are all sinners and we have
我们都是死在罪恶过犯当中。
We should all die in our sins.
我们必须受神的审判。
We should be judged.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
我们思想犯了罪
and our,
我们意念犯了罪我们行动上犯了罪亲爱的弟兄姐妹们按照上帝的那一个标准来说
and based upon God's standard,
我们都是应该受上帝的审判
we should be judged by God.
因为圣经告诉我们说
the Bible says,
罪的工价
the wages of sin is death.
这个死不是普通肉体的死
Death is not a physical
肉身每一个人都要死了
Because everybody has to go through physical death
圣约翰可能在两年可能在五年可能明天都要死了
Perhaps 2 years, 5 years
但是在这里讲到罪的工价呢是死这是第二次的死
The wages of sin is death
这是灵魂的死
This is a spiritual death
灵魂是永永远远下到地狱火屋里头这个从是不死的
And this spiritual death will mean that you will continue to burn in hell where the worms don't die. That you will suffer for the rest of your life. You will suffer in eternity. And that is it. But thank God. More than 60 years ago, when I saw that I was a sinner, I came to God and I confessed my sins. And I say, Lord, help me. Let me get away from all the sins. And I thank God. 60 60 years ago,
神拯救了我。
God saved me, redeemed me,
让我成为神的儿女。
So that I can be his son.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这是第一章到第八章。
This is from chapter 1 to 8.
我今天成为新造的人。
I'm now a new creation.
你看这个罗马书告诉我们说，我们是与上帝和好了。
And Romans says we are now reconciled with God.
我们本来与神的为敌了。
Because we were
我们不要神。
We don't want him.
我们反对神。我们讨厌神。
We did not want him.
但是感谢主的恩典。因为主耶稣基督的
Because of the loving kindness of God, Jesus Christ, that he has turned into a sacrifice for us, and he was crucified, and he gave us his life, and he left his blood in order to redeem us from sin.
我们这里这一班每一个真正蒙恩重生的得救的基督徒
，All of us who have been redeemed in the Lord Jesus Christ。
然后保罗从第八章第这么一节圣经跳到第十二章第一节
，From the last verse of chapter 8 he jumps to verse
12。所以
，Therefore，
为什么
？What did he say？
因为我们本来是。在罪恶当中
Because we were in sin.
我们本来是迷惘的
We were lost.
现在我们成为新造的人
Now we are new creation.
所以
Therefore,
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
我以上帝的慈悲劝你们
I urge you with the mercy of God
将自己身体献上
to offer yourselves as living sacrifices.As living sacrifices,
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此什么
？You have to do this.
什么？大家说是什么？你们如此什么侍奉
？You have to do this.
下面说乃是
Because that is proper.
理所当然，没有选择。
Proper.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我，我们每一个人都应该将我们自己献给主。
We should all offer ourselves as sacrifices.
不一定每一个人都像我一样做传道。
And you don't have to be a pastor.
你可以做律师。
You can be a.
你可以做医师。
You can be a.
你可以做教师。
You can be a.
你可以做工程师。你可以做厨师。
You can be an engineer.
你可以做理发师。
You can be a cook. You can be a hairstylist.
但是我告诉各位。
But let me tell you.
我们每一个人都应该将我们的身体献上。
We have to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
当作活祭献给他。
And you give it to him as living sacrifices.
弟兄姐妹们，当你把自己身心灵当作活祭献给他的时候，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你还能不能拿回来
？When you offer yourself as a living sacrifice,
你能不能拿回来
？Can you still get it back？
你能不能说我喜欢做什么就做什么
？Can you do whatever you want？
不能了
，No more。
你已经献给主了
，Because you have been given to God。
如果你去看罗马书十四章
，In Romans 14，
什么叫做献给主
？What do you mean by give？
那是要为主而活。
In other words, you're living for God.
无论是死
Whether you're living
我是主的人
or dead,
我是活
or living,
我是主的人
you belong to God.
活死活日活死活活我都是什么主的人
Living or dead, you belong to God.
主是我的主人
Because he is your master.
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你把一只鸡送给一个人的时候
When you give a chicken to somebody,
这个鸡本来是我的
This was my chicken.
现在将身体献上，献给主，那就把这个鸡献给主。
So when you consecrate that chicken to God,
送给人
and you give it to somebody else.
那么主权，这个鸡的主权是谁的
？So the authority over the chicken is with whom?
请问这是谁的？
The authority over the chicken becomes whose?
不是我了
No longer mine.
我不能对他说
I cannot tell him.
我这个鸡送给你啊
I gave you this chicken.
你只能做红烧鸡
You can only roast it.
或者是炒鸡
Or maybe fried chicken.
啊，或者做鸡汤
Or do a chicken soup.
哦，我是算了
And whatever I say goes.
我把这个鸡活的鸡
When I give him the chicken,
主权在他的身上
The authority is now with him.
他喜欢做什么就做什么
Whatever he wants to do with the chicken,
我不能说呀，你一定要做这个红烧鸡啊，
那
不可能嘛，对吧？弟兄姐妹们，你我今天什么叫因为主而活
？So what do you mean by living for God?
什么时候我将什么意思将我们身体献给主啊
？What do you mean by to consecrate yourself to Him?
那是说主权就给了他。
You give Him the authority.
主要我们做什么
？Whatever God wants you to do, you do it.
主如果叫我，就是做工程师。
If God wants me to be an engineer,
清清楚楚，我在我做工程师的时候，我要为主而活。
Very clearly, if He wants me to be an engineer, I do it.
我就是做厨师的时候，我也为主而活。
Even if I want to, if he wants me to be a chef, I'll do it.
在罗马书十四章告诉我们说，无论是死，无论是活，或是活活，总是什么？主的人。
In Romans 14, whether you're alive or you're dead, you still belong to Him.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们正放弃自由，放弃享受，放弃我的主权。
We give up our freedom, enjoyment, and authority.
最后，
final point.
第一是爱的什么？爱的选择。
The first one is the choice made by love.
爱的什么？爱的代价。
And the second one is the price of love.
第三。
Third.
为什么？
And the question is why?
为什么这个仆人那么傻？
How come the slave is so foolish?
为什么他愿意一生来服侍他的主人？
How come he's willing to serve God for the rest of his life?
这个主人说，我爱我的主人。
He says that I love my master.
我爱我的主人。
I love my master.
我不愿意离开他。
I don't want to leave him.
我愿意服侍他。
I'm willing to serve him.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
一个理由。我们请你们大家一起来看看。
Let's all read together.
我们看。第十六节
16.
生命记第十六节
Deuteronomy 15:16.
好，现在找到了以后，好不好？我们大家一起来念，好不好？大家每一个人都说啊
，Verse 16.
这是个理由。
This is the reason why the servant decided.
为什么这个主人傻兮兮的
？Why is
要把他自己委身于主这个主人
？Why is the servant willing to remain a slave?
一生不是他。因为爱他好，现在我们大家看。
Let's all read from
第十六节是讲出他的理由来了。他说：“他若对你说，如果这个仆人如果对你说，我不愿意离开你，是因为他爱你和你的家。下面一句话怎么说？并且因为他在你那里很好。”如果你把所有的这个差一记二十一章跟那个生命记你来看，你找不出一个其他的理由，为什么他要永远的服侍他呢？
If you want to find out the true reason why the slave wants to remain a slave,
就是这句话。
Here it is.
他是因为他在你那里真好。
Because he is well off.
他不想走啊？为什么？
He doesn't want to go.
因为主人爱。
Because the master loves the slave.
第一件事情
Firstly,
主人爱这个仆人
The master loves the slave.
他把他救赎出来
And he was able to buy the slave
with
a price.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请你记得哦
Remember this.
他把他买赎出来了
He bought the slave with a price.
他把他的重担把他买赎出来了
The slave with a heavy price.
我告诉你哦，告诉你哦，这个主人看起来傻瓜了。
And looks up upon him as foolish.
用重担，重担把他买赎出来以后，
六
年以后，他几千年，他要自由走了。
And in the seventh year, he's going to let go.
他不再守护你了。
He's no longer yours.
你主人花了那么多的钱。
And the master has paid for so high a price.
六年以后，他自由走了。
And 7 years later, he's gone.
那弟兄姐妹们
，But dear brothers,
在这里告诉我们，主人也爱，主人爱这个。
But the master loves the slave.
他用重价。
And paid a high price for the slave.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你去看这个《使徒行传》二十章
，If you look at Acts，
你如果你去看彼得前书第一章
，In First Peter，
你去看《使徒行》，你可以看见我们今天每一个基督徒，我们成为神的儿女，我们成为信道的人，我们与上帝和好，我们的罪已经被洁净、被洁净，那是因为主他用他的重价。他的血，舍身流血，把我们买赎。
And all believers today would realize that they have been bought by the heavy price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们本来是在魔鬼的手中。
We were in the hands of the devil.
被魔鬼捉弄。
And we were being tricked by him.
被魔鬼抓。
And we are captured by the devil.
我们今天因为耶稣基督付上他的重价，把我们从魔鬼的手中救赎出来。
And with the price of the blood of Jesus Christ that we've been redeemed.
我们所以成为上帝的儿女。
We are called his children.
我们所以成为一个新造的人。
We are called a new creation. We are reconciled with God. We live here and have a heavenly hope. Because his blood and his love has bought us. Second, because he has treated the servant well.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
在这里圣经告诉我们说, 这个主人为他娶妻, 为他养子。
And the Bible says that the master allowed this slave to be married and to have children.
你看看这个主人多好。
And you'll notice that the master was treating the slave well.
多照顾他。
And he treated him well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
if you count the blessings of God in your life,
你这一生的来到现在,
for the rest of your life
50,
till now,
50年,
and what is
50
years, 60 years,
80年,
or 80 years,
你想一想神何等的照顾我们,
and you know how God has taken care of you all this time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你今天成为何等样的人, 那是因为上帝的爱, 上帝的恩典。
You are someone today, it's because of God's love.
是不是呢?
Isn't it true?
第三件事情,
thirdly,
神宠爱他。
The God loves him.
那是因为神带他, 这个主人带他,
the master is treating the slave like his own son.
弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你想这一个仆人,
just imagine this slave.
在主人的家里,
he is working in the master's household. He has received the love,
受了主人的保护,
and he has received the protection
受了主人的救赎,
of the master, and he has been redeemed by the master,
待他如同他自己的儿子,
and the master treats the slave as his own son.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
我们爱是因为什么?
And the Bible says that we love him because he loved us first.
约翰一书第四章第九节说, 我们爱那是因为神喜爱。
In 1 John, we love him because he has loved us
first. 我们再看看哥林多后书第五章, 保罗说, 我们愿意为主而活, 我们愿意为主而死, 为什么? 因为主的爱激励了我。In
2 Corinthians 5:14, we are willing to live and die for Christ because we have been compelled by his love.
主为我们死, 我们实在是不配的, 我们是个罪人, 他竟然为我们死。
We are undeserving, and yet he died for us.
所以,
that is why?
因为主的爱激励了我。
Because the love of Christ has compelled us.
我们爱主是因为主先爱我们。
We love him because he loved us first.
弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你我今天成为神的儿女。
You and I, we're children of God.
不是因为你好,
it's not because of your
不是因为我有功德,
good. Or perhaps that I have a beneficial.
不是因为你有道德,
or that you are a good moral person.
不是因为你有好的行为,
it's not because you've got a good conduct.
所以成为神的儿女,
we are called children of God.
因为上帝先爱了,
because God loved us first.
你是不是愿意对主说主?
Are you willing to say to God, I give my body and my whole being, and use me. And I'm willing to be a slave forever. I will forever serve you, regardless of where I am. If God does not call me to the ministry, in whatever occupation you ask me to do, I will serve you in that capacity. Because you love me first. And I will conclude with a true story.
这个故事怎么说呢?
What does it say?
我曾经也在这里讲过,
I've said this before.
是讲到有一个大陆的女子,
talks about a woman from mainland China.
嫁给一个台湾的渔民, 啊,并过了。
And this woman was married to a Taiwanese soldier.
这个男的姓华,
华，中华民国的华。 And this man is with the last name of Hua.
女的从大陆去的，姓戴。
And this Dai, Miss Dai, came from China.
当这个女的被嫁到台湾去以后，这个老佣人呢，这个是姓华，华先生是很爱她，把她所有的积蓄都花在她太太的。 身体生病上，医病上。
And so after the woman came from mainland China, the husband loved her very much and was willing to pay a high price for her medication.
他非常爱他的太太。
He loved his wife very much.
他花了他，花尽了他一切的，就在他的身上，花尽了一切的积蓄。
And he spent all his life savings for medical treatment for his wife.
后来这个戴先生死了。
And eventually, 是男的还是女的？那男的华先生死了。 And eventually, Mr. Hua died.
家里没有积蓄了。
And they don't have any money.
台湾政府就给他三万块钱，因为他是个穷人，三万块钱让他安葬。
And so,
草草了了安葬。 And
the Taiwanese government gave 30,000 NT for the funeral service.
这个。 大陆来的他的太太姓戴，觉得不甘心。And
Miss Tai did not feel that it was right.
怎么可以草草了了呢？他就葬了上了。And
how could it be a very light memorial
service? 他是我的先生。
Because this is the husband.
他用尽花尽了所有的钱为我看病。
And the husband has spent his life savings for her medical treatment.
现在他死了。
Now the husband died.
3万块钱把他。
And to just spend 30,000 NT to deal with the funeral.
他不甘心,
she was not willing to.
他就问那个殡仪馆，他说如果让我的先生比较风光的那个安葬的话，要花多少钱？
And so she asked the funeral home, how much should it be for a proper funeral service?
12万。
It will take 120,000 NT.
只有三万。
She's only got 30,000.
现在还差9万。
And so she's short 90,000 NT.
没有钱。
She's got no money.
她就写了一个牌子。
She wrote a placard in front of her.
她跪在殡仪馆旁边。
So she knelt beside the funeral home.
上面写了几个字。
And it wrote a few words on the plaque.
卖身葬父。
She is willing to sell herself in order to raise the money to get the funeral.
几万块钱,
a few hundred thousand.
90,000 NT. 加上3万,
plus 30,000 will be 120,000. And she says she's willing to become a slave for the rest of her life.
我看了,
when I read it, I was touched.
因为爱,
because of love.
因为爱,
because of love.
宁愿把自己的卖掉,
she was willing to sell herself to raise the money in order to give the husband a proper funeral.
弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, you have received so much blessing from God.
拯救的恩典,
the redemption
供应的恩典,
blessing, and all the different
保护的恩典,
blessings,
将来永生的恩典,
the blessing of the future.
难道你愿意？你不愿意？你对主说主啊，我愿意今生今世，我将我自己献给你。Are
you not willing to say that I'm willing to dedicate myself, consecrate myself to you?
虽然不一定做牧师、做传道。You
may not be a pastor or an evangelist.
但是如果你要我做牧师、做传道，我愿意。But
you're willing to if God calls.
我愿意一生一世来服侍你。You
are willing to serve Him the rest of your life.
60几年以前。
More than 60 years ago,
当神呼召我的时候,
when God called,
我实在不配,
and I was not worthy,
我也没有什么学问,
and I was lacking in education,
但是我把我自己奉献给,
but I gave myself to Him.
我省失了很多的, 这个 income,
and I have lost much future income.
但是我甘心情愿的来服侍我的,
but I'm willing to serve my God.
你愿意不愿意?
And the question is, are you willing to do this?
不是为了 不是为了其他的原因,
it is not for any other reason.
为了因为爱主,
because of your love for Him.
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing to?
你说什么事?
You say, Pastor Son,
我愿意一生一世爱主。
I'm willing to for the rest of my life.
我愿意一生一世当作活祭献给主。
As a living sacrifice for the rest of my life.
无论主要做什么。
Regardless of what God wants to do.
我的主权在他的手上。
And I commit everything to him.
我的主权在他的手上。
And my authority is in his hands.
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing to?
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。